Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. If you're a parent at home with your kids, chances are you've been reading a lot of books together. Reading to children can be one of the best ways not just to spend time with them, but also a valuable learning tool. Madison Children's Book author Pat Zietlow Miller wrote the New York Times bestseller Be Kind, The Quickest Kid in Clarksville, Sophie Squash, and many more. Her latest book, released last month, is inspired by a kid's ability to hear part of a story, but fill in the gaps on their own. Even if what they come up with isn't true, they'll believe it. Miller's book, My Brother the Duck, follows a young scientist named Stella Wells, who has a hypothesis to solve. Is her brother a duck? Stella takes things very seriously, even if she may be a little misguided. The silly book talks about things new siblings are working through, but is also for young scientists and even adults who just want to laugh along. To find out more, I'm joined by the author. Pat Zietlow Miller, welcome to Lake Effect. Thank you for taking a few moments of your day.
Well, thank you for having me.
So your latest book, My Brother the Duck, follows Stella Wells, a fledgling scientist. So what inspired the experiment in this book?
Well, I've always been fascinated by how kids can hear just part of a story and then kind of fill in the gaps on their own and come up with something that like just blatantly isn't true, but they believe it. For example, when my daughter was young, she went off to a summer day camp and she came home and she was very concerned. And she told me that the teacher said if she kept asking questions, he'd have to charge her extra. And she was very concerned that we were going to get a bill because of all the questions she was asking. So I told her that wasn't true and all was well. So for this story, the main character, Stella, overhears her parents saying something as a joke. She believes it. And then it kind of becomes a comedy of errors after that.
Right. And I love the lines. It says, a baby was bad enough. A duck was unacceptable. It's so serious.
Yeah, Stella takes things very seriously, but she's just a little misguided.
And of course, scientists can maybe sometimes be considered serious people, and Stella is taking her assignment very seriously for herself with gathering facts. But how do you first approach simmering down the scientific method for kids in a quick, concise, fun way like this picture book?
Well, I had to do a lot of research because it's been a while since I've taken a science class. I was an English and journalism major in college, and I mean, it's been a while. So I reviewed everything and said, okay, you know, you have a hypothesis and then you have to test it. And how might a kid approach testing a hypothesis? And then, you know, what's the evidence you gather and does it support your hypothesis or not? And so I ran it by a friend of mine who's a science teacher and said, did I kind of get the basics right? And then I tried to approach it from a kid angle. You know, Stella's taking her experiment very seriously, but you know, she's a kid, so she doesn't quite get everything right.
Right. And I also appreciated the fact that it's focused on girls getting excited about science and having it ingrained in them right away. Was this an important thing for you?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I mean, girls in STEM careers, we really wanted to focus on having a girl scientist, you know, and in her using the process and trying to prove her points, whether she was right or wrong. And so, yeah, I really wanted to stress that in the book.
And some of your other books include Remarkably You, When You Are Brave, and Be Kind. And while this book and having a brother as a duck is a comical premise, it still follows a theme similar to the other books about being completely accepting. You know, at some point in this book, Stella is completely ready to be a big sister to a duck. So is that an underlying thing you want to always include in your stories?
Yeah, I think good picture books always have at the heart of them some sort of universal human emotion. So whether you're 4 or you're 94, you can be, oh, I felt that way. And so, yeah, even though this is a more humorous story than some of the other things I've written, I think it has that universal core of family and love and acceptance and loving people for who they are, even if they happen to be ducks.
You mentioned you have a daughter. Did you also grow up with siblings or raise multiple children that served as fun inspiration on how we view new babies that come into the picture?
Well, I have a sister and a brother, so I was one of three. And I have two daughters who are now, you know, out of the picture book stage. But I do spend a lot of time going back to their childhood because it's amazing what you can pull. And then I think as a writer, you have to kind of access your own inner child and say, how did I feel? How did I think? And if you can remember that, you know, you're in good shape to write a kid's story.
When it comes to the layout of this book, I'm thinking particularly about sentence structure and the way you're putting it out. So was this kind of a scientific experiment for you as well, or is this something you change according to your stories?
picture books have certain rules that most picture books tend to follow. I mean, they tend to be short. They tend to have concise language, but, you know, each of my books, I approach a little differently. Like, you know, what's the personality of the book? What's the voice? And then how can I use my language to best affect that? Like, this one is more funny and punny, and some of my other ones have been a little more lyrical. And so I try to get into the headspace of whatever I'm trying to write at that particular moment, which makes it fun.
With the illustrations of this, do you think it naturally reflected that? Because I know illustrations often come later, far after the story is done. And I'm a big fan of the way it's presented and the soft outlines, yet the strong colors. What kind of went into that?
Okay, well, the illustrator of the book is Daniel Wiseman, and he's from Knoxville, Tennessee, and he's amazing. It's the first time he and I have worked together. And I think when you get a good picture book illustrator like Daniel is, they add a whole nother level to what I wrote as the author. So I had what hopefully was humor in my text, but then he took that to a whole nother level with, like, you know, the titles on the stack of books that the dad is carrying, and like Stella's facial expressions, and making the baby kind of sort of look like a duck, while also obviously to anyone reading the book, it's a human baby. So yeah, Daniel made the story so much more fun, and I love the colors. Very bright, very cheery.
Yeah, the books you referenced, there's titles like Burping for Beginners, Life with No Sleep, and How to Be a Dad, Part 2.
And Daniel has two small boys, and he said he, you know, relied on his memories of, you know, what it was like having kids with a good set of lungs when he was like illustrating the book. So he drew from personal experience there.
Oh, and that adds so much more too on both of your perspectives.
Yeah.
And of course, right now, a lot of families are at home and parents are most likely struggling with trying to pick up the role of educator, you know, in addition to parenting. So especially right now, how would you like this book to serve families?
Well, I'm hoping it can just bring families together. I have so many friends who are trying to do their full-time work from home while also, you know, shepherd their kids through online school. And it's a lot. So, you know, I'm hoping that this book and other books can just, you know, be a moment where families take a break, sit down together, share a funny story, and reconnect without like it being homework or, you know, a chore, just something fun to remind everybody why they like each other.
Have you heard any feedback of people sharing this story in unique ways to work around social distancing?
Well, this, it's so new. The book just came out. So not yet. But I do know I'm planning on doing some live readings online. So hopefully people can watch and listen to the book online. And I know with other books that I have out, people have, libraries have done, you know, virtual story time with them. Families have done Zoom meetings where they all gather around and read the book. Take Your Child to Work Day, which is like a corporate event, I think it's just this week. And I know several companies did online versions of my books. So it's neat to see people kind of still relying on literature, even in the age of social distancing.
Right. And, you know, it's still important to share books in whatever way we can, even though the experience might be a little different. You know, do you think much is lost, even if we're holding up a book on a Zoom lens to our family across the country, even if they don't have that book in front of them to share?
Well, I mean, I think books are always best, especially picture books, if you can have the kid on your lap and you're having that, you know, human touch along with the story. But when that's not possible, I think sharing a picture book any way that you can is amazing. And I've seen some really good online author and family presentations where they've done books online and it's been just delightful. Like everybody dresses up as the character, or, you know, it's grandparents reading the bedtime story remotely before their grandchildren go to bed. It's pretty cool.
Well, I appreciate this book so much, and I'm sure many families will, and it'll brighten some people's reading times. So Pat Zietlow-Miller, thank you for taking a few minutes of your day to talk about it with us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Pat Zietlow-Miller is a children's book author from Madison, Wisconsin. Her latest book out now is called My Brother the Duck.